You're listening to Hold My Beer, and we would like to ask you to go to Apple Podcasts and please rate and review. Give us 5 stars. We don't actually care what you say in the comments. You can put funky butt lover. You can put hashtag Beer King, whatever you want. And if me not simply asking is enough to get you to do it, here's a ringing endorsement from Chris Mullins himself.
It's better than not having sex at all. It's literally better than that.
All right, well, I hope that worked, and please enjoy responsibly. You guys enjoyed last week, because we're fucking doing it again. Sneaky Tiki Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I don't know if I said that already. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins. We're in Yams's garage.
We are in the garage this time.
I hope there's not an echo. We probably should have tested that first.
There's gonna be an echo.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't really hear an echo, but it could be because we are in a little bit of a wider open space than normal.
Metal. Yeah. We can stretch our legs 2 weeks in a row. Yes. I'm not gonna get used to it. Chris, you're here.
Yes, sir.
Look at that.
That's all I got.
I could get used to it.
Okay, and you're Yams. I know you can't be bothered.
I can't be.
So I guess since this is like a part two of sorts, let's just jump right into the fucking beer review, Yams.
Oh yeah, we're doing it. Sneaky Tiki this week.
The orange one.
Killer Punch style cocktail with a whole lot of pineapple, coconut, and a hint of nutmeg.
Last week was red drink. This week, orange drink.
Yeah, it was Scorpion Punch last time.
Yeah, Scorpion Bowl style. Time.
It's still 9.9% alcohol content, and trust me, it contains alcohol.
Contains alcohol.
Let's toast to our fallen comrade.
Machine Gun Kelly?
No, he's just fucking dead. I meant Toon. He was taken out by Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Who has now made bitter rivals with Indiana's third best podcast.
Yeah.
Let's hold my beer, in case you're curious. Okay. So here's to Toon. Sorry you died.
You were missed, brother.
No, wait, no. Machine Gun Kelly died. I hope Toon didn't die. He texted me earlier. I'm pretty sure he's alive.
Well, if he's forced to listen to that shit, he might not be.
No, he's not there. He's working.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So cheers, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
This is very coconutty, and I actually like this better than the other one. I hate coconut, but it helps mask the alcohol.
After a hint of orange, though.
Yeah.
There's not actually orange in it. It's pineapple.
Where's the nutmeg?
No, it's there. I can taste it.
You can taste the nutmeg? Yeah.
Remember that? You know what it reminds me of?
A little bit of spice in it.
We used to go to Cheddar's and get the painkillers. This is a painkiller.
Yes,
because they put the nutmeg and stuff on around the rim with the sugar.
The coconut stuff. Yeah.
This is the ghetto version
of a painkiller. Yeah.
Wow. This I can drink this, guys.
Top shelf painkillers are better, but this isn't too bad.
No, this is bottom of the. This is below the shelf. This is underneath the shelf.
This is what they hide behind the bar.
That's surprisingly drinkable.
Yeah, this is dangerous, guys.
That's a $6 blackout.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You think
$12 blackface?
Black me out, yeah.
Blackface drug.
Yeah, I don't handle malt liquor well. You all saw that last week.
That's true. I don't know. You got giggly drunk for exactly 15 minutes. It was very odd.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful episode. I thought it was enjoyable.
I didn't listen to it after release.
I did.
I know editing it was a chore. But I didn't have to cut out pee breaks, which is always nice. So I guess this week, if we have to piss, we're just going to piss on your garage floor.
As long as you hit in between the metal siding
you
and
can't,
the
you
floor,
can't tame this dragon. Yams, I'm sorry. So let's shoot from the hip real quick. We don't do those very often anymore. How are we taking out Taylor Swift? Oh, wait. We can't do that yet. We give thumbs here. Chris.
I'm going to start at 1.
You're already wanting to give it 2, aren't you?
I'm thinking about it.
You gave last week's 2.
This is
better.
I don't know if it's better.
You don't think so? I think it's a lot better.
I'm not going to bring 2 back-to-back to find out, but...
I have the red in the fridge.
I thought we drank them all last week. You bought more?
I bought more.
Yams, why?
Because it's a $12 blackout.
Exactly. $12 blackface. $6 blackout.
Yeah, yeah.
You double up on them. You drink 8 of them. You're done. You're definitely
you're done.
Be whatever the hell TJ was
that
one night.
One time.
Yeah.
I invited him to be on, and he just never takes me back.
If you drink,
snubbed us too.
Yeah, we got snubbed. We got snubbed.
We are getting swept under the rug.
I know, man.
If you drink all 8 of them at one time, the possibility is there to start drinking a millionaire. Wake up in the morning on food stamps.
That's very true. I'd like to think that it would go in reverse because you're
chasing the spectrum.
If you're a millionaire. I don't think you'd be buying Sneaky Tiki. What if you drink all 8, you wake up a fucking millionaire?
That's how the rich stay rich, Danny.
Drinking
they don't
Sneaky
spend
tea.
Money.
Oh, okay.
They're cheap.
Okay, all right, that's my bad. Thumbs, Yams.
I'm going to go with... I think I like last week's a little bit better.
I like this better?
So I'm going to stay at 1 right now. What are you doing?
Just kissing on the garage. See how that goes.
What do you mix it with?
Mountain Dew.
Ew, dude.
It could be like a Kickstart.
It won't be.
It could be like an orange Kickstart.
Okay.
Let's see what's going on.
I won't wait and find out how this is going right here. No, it's okay. It's all right. Let him know what he's doing. Let them know.
Well,
I give it a tit.
You can give that a tit, whatever the fuck it is.
Try that.
I'm going to.
That's legit.
I'm giving this a thumb and a half. I didn't like last week's. I thought it was atrocious.
If it wasn't diet, it would be great.
Y'all bullied me into giving it like a thumb and a half last week. But
that's like coconut Mountain Dew.
It's fucking good, dude.
Holy cow.
That's amazing, right?
Why is that good?
I don't know. You mix it with Mountain Dew, it's a two-thumber.
It would be better with regular Mountain Dew because the bitterness is a little bit odd from the diet. And I drink Diet Mountain Dew.
Next time I have like a party, guess what we're having in the punch bowl? A 1 liter of Mountain Dew and four of these bad boys.
Guess who's going to have to go buy a punch bowl?
Oh, we can find one.
I got a fucking pot. It's good.
I got a fucking pot.
I got a party pot, and it's nothing but Sneaky Tiki and Mountain Dew, and I give it three thumbs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really, it is.
Huh. It's an interesting thing you guys found. The Sneaky Tiki. And I can't wait till we're halfway through this episode. Like, oh, there it is. We found the Sneaky Tiki.
Yeah. It's still sneaky.
Now I'm drinking on the way home.
Chris is going to punch his fucking mic. You're not drinking on the way home. I have to give you a ride.
Okay. His girlfriend's here.
Now she's leaving.
We'll see.
Oh, we'll see. That sounds like a vague threat. So, all right. Let's continue. Or actually start that shoe from the hip. How are we taking out T-Dot? I think's her nickname, isn't it?
Who?
Taylor Swift.
Would you call her T-Dot?
Taylor Swift?
That's Ontario. Isn't that what Canadians call?
I don't know. Ontario? I'm not fucking Canadian.
Okay.
But I know Taylor Swift, it makes no sense to call her T-Dot.
All right.
T-Swift?
Is that it?
The Swiftly one?
The Swift one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are we taking her out?
Crossbow.
Round that bitch like game. All right.
I don't know. Sneaky Tiki, and then we're taking her ass to the ghetto.
Just drop her off.
Have that bitch hooked on crack and fucking drop her out. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Where'd you find a sign that said free white bitch? Oh, I made it myself.
I got wood all over here. We can make signs, bro. Won't be hard.
So far, Yams is winning.
You make a sign in 2018 that says free white bitch, they're going to think they're being oppressed.
You don't think Taylor Swift is being oppressed?
No.
I know Tune's being oppressed under the tyranny of...
Well, I don't know.
The HUD.
All of her music is based on her like having bad relationships. So
that's true. I don't think I've ever fully listened to a Taylor Swift song like on purpose.
I'm not going to lie. That. Some of them are kind of catchy.
I got that one... that's redone by the punk rock group. What song is that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Give me a second. I'll look it up. I'll okay. play
you,
it. I'll
you've heard it.
Yeah. Shake It Off.
No.
Shake it
off. Got a grave with your name on it or something like that. Bullet with your name on it. No, that's not on point.
Non-point.
It was non-point.
Was Bullet with my name on it.
Yeah.
And that song sucked.
She has a grave with your name on it or something.
A blank space.
There you go.
And I'll write your name. That one?
I think so.
I don't know who covered it. I'm sure it's better than the original. The original one's atrocious.
It's a punk band.
I Prevail did it.
It's a punk band that gets less listens than this shitty podcast.
Is it a punk band that...
I Prevail is actually pretty good.
Is it a punk band that Yams listens to? Like on a regular basis?
I actually have some of the regular music.
So they're not a punk band at all?
No.
Yams is allergic to actual punk. He likes pop punk.
I do like pop punk. Yeah. But I would still consider like old school Green Day as punk.
Nope.
Old school Offspring still punk.
First two albums, punk ska kind of, yeah.
You know, so.
The original AFI was actually punk, which is fucking weird. That's before Miss Murder. Remember Miss Murder? That was a good song. Anyways.
Never heard of AFI.
AFI?
Yeah.
Yes, you have. Miss Murder. Hey, Miss Murder, can I? Beg you
alien
stay
female
AFI.
Inspectors?
I have a fire inside is what it stands for.
Oh, God, that's gay.
What did you say it stood for?
Alien female inspectors.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I'd listen to them more.
I have some of the Ramones on here, too.
Oh, I love the Ramones. They created punk. I listened to their version of the Spider-Man theme on the way here, but I changed some of the words. Spider-Dan, drinks his beer from a can. Then I couldn't think of anything else. That's not bad, though, right? That's not good. Okay.
Slaps his wife as fast as he can. Spider-Dan.
There he is. He's Spider-Dan. Look out.
Spider-Dan. Face a hangover like a man. Spider-Dan.
I need to do this in post. I need to make an actual song out of it now. Spider-Dan. Oh, in the original song, action is his big reward. What would be my big reward?
Blowjob.
Falling asleep during a blowjob.
Hey, you guys, that was fucking teamwork. I just got tag teamed. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
As an adult, the only reward is cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right.
Because earning money is just, it's gone.
Getting drunk
bills
fucking
and
is a good reward for just about everything.
What is?
Getting drunk fucking.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good reward for everything.
You don't get bored after a while and just stop?
Fucking no.
When you're what? Drunk?
No.
Oh, okay, cool. Me neither. After a while, like, if it doesn't happen, I'm just like, all right, well, I'm going to bed.
That's something opiate addicts face.
Oh, really? No, I can, no, that's, they can't get hard. I can get hard. I can get hard right now.
Well, no, that's okay. Some of it desensitizes you so much they can't come.
Well, if you get drunk enough. Maybe I drink
4 What is wrong with having sex longer? What the fuck is the problem?
At some point, you gotta go to bed.
Eh. There was a time when I did opiates for like 3 years straight.
Yep.
It does desensitize you. I never had an issue getting hard, though. It just lasts a little bit longer. Makes it more enjoyable.
That is not the issue. I can get an erection. I promise you.
No, that's what I'm saying. It just lasts it longer. It's still enjoyable.
If the finish line's not in sight, I
remember that Garth Brooks video where the like handicapped kids
standing outside the fire,
running on the track.
Yeah.
And he keeps falling down
that's
until he
dick.
Crosses the
yeah.
finish line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my dick during drunk sex. He's the middle handicapped kid that keeps falling down in the track race.
All the jocks pick him up and root for him.
Yeah, yeah.
Garth Brooks is standing there in a windbreaker. It's fucking nuts.
It's a great song.
I think I know the song.
Yeah.
I think I know the song.
He tries to have like an accent, I think, at one point. Garth Brooks, underrated.
That's a hell of a pull, Chris. That's a hell of a pull.
It was. I'm proud of you right now.
CMT, baby.
You really came through for my dick right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, well, someone has to.
You're not.
Yeah, I won't. I give up.
You're like, nah, you don't deserve it, buddy.
You lay down. Time to go to bed.
See, like, having sex with me is like a drive-thru. Like, the order's wrong.
Get what you pay for
yourself.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Don't order off the dollar menu. It's not worth it.
The stuff that's on the bottom is on the top. It's weird.
You got a bump ball.
The bag's
buddy?
All greasy.
They wrap the burrito sideways. It's fucking crazy.
The bag's all greasy.
There's questionable substances.
I wish I could hand out awards at certain points, because a greasy bag is a good fucking joke. I'm proud of you right now. I've heard, this is just a rumor, that one of us has troll news. Two bits
they do.
Of it, and I'm very excited. And I don't know if you noticed, I did what you asked. I started putting in the stinger.
I like it.
Okay, so does Chris. So I'm going to keep
doing
it. This
shit is wonderful.
The Mountain Dew.
The Coconut Mountain Dew is amazing. Dew, yeah. It's
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm halfway through my Sneaky Tiki. My face is burning, and I feel it. And also, I see a child in the distance.
All right, so I have troll news, guys. We're going to start out with a simple one. You know, Troll and Jason both have these girls that think they're pregnant.
Yeah, I've heard.
Troll.
By starting off with the simple one, do you mean the simple
story?
Person? Okay.
Simple story.
Because they both
easy
seem
story.
Very simple, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, they are.
One of which is standing outside the fire.
Yes,
my
he is.
Call back.
Yeah, my mind went to Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder. You make me happy. But with them, it's you make me hard.
So, Troll is kind of trying with his woman.
Really?
Yeah, he's actually now, before, she wouldn't let him go with him to the doctor's appointment. He's now allowed to go.
So she is actually pregnant?
She's actually pregnant, yes. If it's his, we still don't know that.
No.
And Jason is still kind of fucking with his a little bit, you know, being the weird wingman thing. Still fucking with
this
other bitch.
This is a whole new level of wingman. I don't. I. It
might I guess. I mean,
that.
Yeah, faking being the daddy to something that you can't have. So yeah, that I mean, that's an intense wingman. That's beyond catching the grenade.
I forgot. Oh,
yeah.
He can't have kids.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Oh yeah, all he right. snipped. Yeah, he yeah. forgot as well. So it's forgivable for you to forget because he fucking forgot. He got his ball sack cut off or whatever it is.
The girls call the boys up and say, "Hey, we want to do something." They're like, okay. They're like, we want to go out to someplace we haven't been before. So, like, okay, we know this cool place called
the Burger King,
Wabash.
Oh God, the real answer was worse, Chris. Can
so they go that? To Wabash, and I think they go to Smitty's up there.
Yeah,
because they went to a grill bar restaurant, and that's the only one I know of. And I hear they're decent.
For those not in Indiana, Wabash is. A very small town.
It's like the redheaded stepchild compared to Marion.
Which is also a small, shitty town.
More heroin and meth, less shootings. If
okay.
that makes sense.
Actually, you're making it sound nice. This time of year.
Not really nice up there, I promise. Yeah. Everything's built on a hill and is stupid. I hate it. I hate Wabash.
But they have a Walmart.
We have a Walmart.
That's true. We have a Walmart.
They also have a Tractor Supply. We also have one of those.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just the redhead stepchild version of Marion.
Okay.
On a hill.
On a
makes everything difficult to move.
They don't even have a Ponderosa anymore.
They don't. Well, we don't either.
They ain't got shit no more. They do have a KFC mixed with
Taco Bell.
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's.
That was close.
Yep.
They also, their Hardee's closed. They can't even support a fucking Hardee's. Come on, guys.
Nobody should support Hardee's.
I support Hardee's.
Garbage food.
Garbage food.
Every last couple times I've ate there, not been happy.
Oh, really?
Gonna be honest.
It's garbage.
They fuck chicken up. You fuck chicken up, I ain't gonna eat your restaurant.
Well, you get the thick burger. That's what they're doing.
No, fuck that. I don't like burgers.
So. You don't like burgers?
I don't. I'm more of a chicken person.
Oh, God. Okay.
Right. I minimize the hamburger intake. If my beef, it better be in beef form, not shredded up beef form.
So you want it in the shape of a cow? Or ground up
beef form. I want it to be recognizable. I don't want it to be ground up mush.
Okay? All right, I guess.
He said he wants a steak.
He doesn't want a meat puck.
I want steak or beef tips of some kind for like stew or something. You know, I just not in a hamburger. All
right.
Either way, so the guys are like, okay, we can do that. So they go up. They go to the restaurant. Everything's going well. Jason says to Troll, hey, bud. I got to piss. Why don't you go with me? Troll's like, okay.
That's what the girls should be doing.
Exactly. That's what I thought when I heard the story. I'm like, this is weird. This kind of homoerotic version of, you know, what's supposed to happen.
It's a very polite way to put it.
Yeah. All right. And so they go to the bathroom. He's like, all right, let's go. He's like, what do you mean? Jason's like, let's go. They leave.
They leave.
They leave. Bitches sitting at the table, they leave.
With a $43 bill.
No, no.
It was. I think it was right around 50 bucks.
To be fair, the bitches are in the bathroom, not at the table.
No, they're at the table.
No, no. I'm trolling Jason with the bitches of the fucking story. That is horrendous.
They roll the fuck out. So they bring the bill and talk to the girls. They're like, how are you going to pay for this? They're like, I assume asking if they were going to pay with card or cash.
Right.
They're like, well, the guys are going to pay for it. They're like, they left. They're like, well, we have no way of paying for this.
Okay.
He's like, okay. So they call the fucking cops. The cops pick the motherfuckers up while they're still in Wabash. They haven't got a chance to escape yet.
It takes, what, 3 minutes to get out of Wabash?
Exactly.
From where they were at. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could have rolled down the hill and escaped.
They could have walked out of Wabash.
Yeah.
So they quickly got on this because they seen something funny going on, is what I assume. Cops picking up, all right? Cops pull them over, says, hey, you know, were you guys at such and such restaurant? Because the car and the people match the description. Yeah. They're like, yeah? He's like, well, they say you skipped on your bill. You need to go back and pay it. He's like, no, we paid. Cops like, listen, you guys skipped on your bill. He said if you go back and pay the fucking bill, they won't press charges. No big deal.
Right.
Jason's like, nope. Paid our bill.
They don't have the money, would be my guess.
So, cop walks away for a second. Troll and Jason have a little conference. Troll's like, man, I'll pay for it. It's not a big deal.
Oh.
He's like, no, man. Cop comes back. He's like, listen, last chance. You guys go back, pay your fucking bill. No big deal.
Right.
Jason's like, no, we paid our bill. Troll's like, I'll pay it. It's not a big deal. He's like, all right, cool. I'll give you a ride. I'm arresting him for refusing to pay the bill. Jason got fucking arrested.
That's awesome.
Troll goes back and pays the bill, leaves with girls. Jason goes to jail.
Pimping. That's pimping.
That's pimping.
To be fair, why is it like, why were the girls off the hook no matter what in this situation?
Because of the guys. Because
they were honest. They were.
They stayed there. They didn't leave. They didn't try to run and skip out on the bill. They stayed put and tried to resolve the situation.
Okay, so I was just curious because, I mean, they consumed food as well.
Yep.
You know, it's not.
Yeah, but they didn't try to run away is the point.
Yeah, that's fair.
They didn't try to skip out on the bill. They stayed there and was willing to resolve the situation.
So you're telling me if I'm eating food at a restaurant and a midget comes up to me and is like, hey, let's go to the bathroom together, I should say no?
No, if a tall, lanky man who looks like a troll or it looks like a Jason rolls up and says, hey, go to the bathroom with me. Don't do it. If the midget rolls up, he's probably going to pay for the meal. It's cool.
Oh, he's like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
And left with the women.
All you got to do is whip out your dick, put it on his head, and he's got to grant you a wish. I think that's how it works, right?
We should find out for sure. Yeah.
So.
See, Chris is shaking his head no, like, no, I've been there. I've tried it. Did not pan out for me.
He's not a midget. I put my dick on his head. He didn't pay for dinner. He just got mad and left.
How tall was the ladder?
I caught him while he was sitting down. Fuck off.
caught him by sitting down.
Oh, it's only a 6-foot ladder then.
It was technically on a shoulder, but still, that's semantics. All right, on to the second one.
Okay.
You know, Troll and Jason, they're good guys. They like to have a little bit of fun. Jokey.
They're not good guys.
Laughy. You know.
I don't see how they could ever have fun. They should be so clinically depressed that the only thing that would ever seem fun to them would be sucking off a 45.
Well,
you're equating them to yourself now.
More of a 9mm guy myself, but whatever.
That's true, he is.
Well, they heard from somewhere, if you put some chemical in a radiator, it'll cause it to smell, and when they take it off, it'll cause it to like foam up and explode and everything. So they thought this would be a good idea to do somebody. So like, who do we know? My brother.
No shit.
He's got a car he's been working on.
Who has the body shop in the barn that they burnt down or whatever?
Yes. He works at the body shop and everything, and he has like a 1950, 1960 truck that he's been working on.
I want to know what kind of truck it is, because I swear to God, I will whoop his ass for him.
He originally bought it with his dad as a project truck and was going to work on it with him, but his dad didn't have time, so he kind of took it on his own. He's completely rebuilt the engine and was about ready to paint it. Well, he gets off work one day and goes home. He gets there and he sees something all over his fucking hood. He gets there and it's like residue from like something caught on fire. So he pops the hood. All the wires and a bunch of shit is melted and ruined on the engine.
So not only did they put it in the radiator so it would fuck up on him, they went ahead and started it so they could see it fuck up without him being around?
Possibly. I'm not exactly sure. That they didn't specify on when they told
us. You know what you can put in a radiator to fuck up a car? Fire.
Yeah. Either way, I think something that whatever they put in it, they ended up catching it on fire. And it came out of the grill and fucked up the hood and the grill and the inside of the engine.
Chris, you're the car guy.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Napalm. See, that's what I was trying to think of myself.
It has to be napalm. That's where my mind went.
So.
Or gas.
I haven't found out the specifics of that yet.
Radiator doesn't get hot enough to ignite gas.
They didn't wait for it to get hot. They lit it.
So I'm pretty sure they probably lit it on fire.
Yeah.
Like maybe it spilled and they're like, oh, we'll get rid of it by burning it away.
Yeah, they're too dumb to obtain.
Something dumb happened.
See, in my head, I'm seeing like a 1969 Chevy C10 short bed, and it's pissing me off.
That old, it had to be a fairly valuable truck.
Yo, he was mad because it was ready to paint and then it was street ready. It was ready to show.
And I mean, Chris, that has to be like pissing on the Mona Lisa.
Well, he gets home, all right? Troll's brother gets home. C. We'll call him C. It's the easiest way to do it.
Okay. See, my mind went from Troll to Goblin. We just call him Goblin.
No, he's actually normal. We got to remember, Troll's adopted.
Oh, yeah.
These are normal people he's dealing with.
Okay.
He's not dealing with his Troll family.
You talked about his mom and dad. They're not fucking normal.
No, not really.
Okay.
All right. Well, C, either way, he gets home, sees his truck. Calls his parents like, hey, were you guys out here? Did you guys see anything? Something's up with my truck.
Did you light anything on fire while you were here?
Yeah. They're like, no, we haven't been out there today. Your dad was busy and I had this going on. We didn't make it out there. Because I guess he lives out in the middle of nowhere, has a long drive, and his parents check on his place every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just make sure nobody's fucking around out there because it is back in the middle of nowhere. It seems overprotective, but whatever. So they go. He's like, all right, cool. And he's trying to think. Who else would possibly do something? He's like, my fucking idiot brother.
Yeah.
So he calls him up. He's like, hey, what are you doing? They're like, oh, we're up here at a lake house. He's like, well, when'd you go up
lake house? How do they have access to a lake house?
I don't know. I'm still trying to find that out. As soon as I do, I will let you know.
I'm assuming he made it up on the fly, right?
Either way, he's like, well, when'd you guys go up there? He's like, oh, a couple hours ago. It's a couple hour drive up here. He's like, all right. You know. He's like, well, I got home and, something funny happened. He's like, well, we didn't do nothing in that old truck of yours.
Holy shit.
He's like, well, what do you mean? Well, we didn't do nothing. He's like, well, how you know anything happened to my old truck? He's like, listen, you two motherfuckers. It's Wednesday. I got to work tomorrow and Friday. But I guarantee between now and Monday morning, I'm going to get my fucking hands on your little ass and your fucking goofy friend.
Good. Yeah. No, you have to.
Because it wasn't just that. He also, for some reason, heard Troll laughing. Or not Troll, but Jason laughing in the background.
No shit.
So he automatically knew those two fucking idiots.
So to them, this is a funny prank.
Yeah, they're like, well, it was just supposed to be... He's like, well, how is that a fucking prank? This ain't no goddamn prank. You fucked up my shit, dude.
This is property damage. This is vandalism. And if it was napalm, possibly terrorist attack.
Well, his parents
caught fire and got hot enough, it could have warped the hood. I mean, now the whole wiring harness has got to be replaced, the radiator.
If there's enough damage that he doesn't know if he's going to fix it or not. He's thinking about just selling it straight out.
Tell him to hook a brother up. Because I guarantee you it's not that fucking bad.
But yeah, he's like, this ain't no fucking prank. You literally fucked my shit up.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really stupid.
He's like, I would call the cops, but that doesn't seem to do anything. So I'm going to fucking handle this myself. You're going to learn a lesson.
Yeah, I'm afraid Troll's going to wind up in the D home.
Well, I mean, if he's lucky, he could.
I know.
He could trick the cops and they're like, I'm 12.
They're not even worth a shallow grave. A shallow grave is too good for him.
No, they're worth together one shallow grave. You bury him ass to mouth.
Which is deep.
And whoever's on top, their ass is still out.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And I swear to God, I would figure a way of just prying it open. So squirrels and whatever could just burrow in.
Make it a home for groundhogs.
Yeah. I turned your ass into a holler.
Yeah.
Honestly,
that's a country song.
Yeah, it is. I think they should be buried like a turducken.
One inside the other?
Yes, but it'd be a turdarden.
A what?
A turdarden. Because they're tarded. We bury one inside the other. Honestly, I feel like we should bury Jason inside of Troll somehow.
Shoot from the hip real quick, guys.
Oh, yes, please.
If you crossbred a dog and a shrimp together, would it be a...
It would be a dimp.
It would be a what?
A dimp.
A dimp?
Yeah, I believe so. And also probably delicious.
Shrog.
Shrog.
I don't know.
Shrog?
Dimp seems like the only actual answer.
Is this Jeopardy where you answer in the form of a question? Yeah. Like, drog.
There was only one other option to go. Yeah. I had to figure out how to pronounce it.
It's a drog. So even more dog than shrimp?
I would hope so. I've never seen a dog-sized shrimp.
A shig?
I've never seen a shig. A shrimp-sized dog either.
That's true. Small.
Yeah. Be a shig.
A what?
A shrimp with a dog head would be a shig.
A shig?
Yeah.
That sounds bad, though. It sounds like something sneaking into prison.
Shog or drog?
A shig. Hey, don't go to cell block C, because Hard Possum has a fucking shig. He'll put it in you.
Barktation.
What?
Barktation.
Oh, because plantation.
No, crustation. Crustacean?
Yep, that's the one.
You said plantation.
Yeah, I did.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know anymore. Fucking that tiki is so sneaky. We can't do this anymore.
Fuck yep.
We need to be at least remotely sober.
It affects you in a weird way, man.
Yeah, it's like a mind fuck.
It's like the reverse of a wine drunk.
I don't think I've ever been wine drunk.
It's not great.
I have been because of Kelly or Robert. They bleed together every once in a while.
That's a weird, weird combination.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. But the worst fucking headache when I woke up ever.
You gotta drink water.
No, that's the same with any alcohol.
Wine, you gotta drink water, though.
Really? I did it one time, and it was fucking atrocious. Like, I felt so miserable.
You slam enough water after drinking wine, you'll get a little buzz.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You're like Bill Nye, man.
I am.
A pissed off Bill Nye with a Fred Durst hat on.
Who doesn't believe in global warming? Which makes me superior.
To Bill Nye?
To all.
To all. You're this weird combination of Bill Nye and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So I sent you guys a video earlier.
Yes.
Of a new vacation spot I think we should go to.
I don't want to.
I didn't see it.
You didn't watch it?
No, I'm sorry.
It's Dick Park.
Dick? Oh, yeah. I think I covered that on my sex vacation things.
He did, actually.
You did?
Yeah, like the sex amusement park?
Nope.
In, like, China?
Nope.
Somewhere that's not America?
Possibly.
Possibly?
Oh, it's literally just, like, in Vietnam, and it's literally, like...
It's basically China.
A walk around, like, not an amusement park, but just a regular park with a bunch of statues that are either A, phallic, or B...
A, phallic.
Or have phallic, very erect penises attached
to
it.
Very erect, yeah. It's not like
anywhere from normal
sex,
size...
They're very...
Normal size to black mamba size. So.
There's no other color of mamba.
I was telling Yams.
Well, that's the name, though. It's a black mamba. It's literally referred to as a black mamba.
I was telling Yams before we started recording.
Sure, like, the fuck ain't no white mamba.
Like an
that's
anaconda
a damn sure.
Snake. If you say anaconda, you don't have to say snake.
That's true, actually. But me and Yams were talking while we were setting up the equipment. And he's like, last week's episode was good, man. I listened to it. I was like, ah, that's cool. I was at work with Chris, and he was listening to it. And he started cracking up out of nowhere, and just went, Kobe Bryant of ass play. And he was like, that was a good joke. So, kudos again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the weird shit going on in New Mexico?
Yes.
Like Area 51 weird shit?
Kind of, but not there.
That's in Nevada, isn't it? Or is it in New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Yeah, oh, okay. I was right.
Cool. Yeah. So you heard about?
Yeah, on a more successful podcast, yes.
Where the FBI came and shut down an observatory?
Yeah.
Which is a fancy word for telescope?
It is a very fancy word.
But, yeah, it's weird. Like, they had the... They made them evacuate it, the scientists, the tourists, everything. Had the sheriff, local police, stand by while they're evacuating. They won't even tell them in. Won't even tell them in. Won't even inform them on what's going on.
Won't let them in on what's going down.
Nothing. Yeah. It's been over a week now.
Yeah.
So they, like, blacked them out and nobody knows what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Right. Don't know if they spotted, like, a UFO or some shit, or intercepted, like, some type of message, or they're saying that possibly an outside source like Russia or something could have hacked the telescope to spy on the test missile ranges and all that crazy shit that's in the deserts in New Mexico and Nevada.
Yeah, that would be a little bit more difficult to do because those things are literally positioned to look up at a 180 at the sky and not really hit the ground when they observe.
Yeah,
because there's no point.
Not to mention, let's say everyone goes home. You think someone would notice to go?
I mean, honestly,
and then pointing down at the ground when they came in.
Nowhere. So
honestly, if they're looking to observe missile test sites and things like that,
we have satellites.
It would be easier to hack a satellite than it would be to take over a random observatory in the middle of nowhere.
So it's all gonna be UFOs.
I would think so.
There's a good possibility of that. Yeah.
Or Russia hacked us so they could finally watch Breaking Bad, which also took place in New Mexico. Coincidence?
Did
I think not?
I think not.
However,
I mean.
If it is aliens and they need a kamikaze pilot to fly a jet up an asshole of an alien, I'll be that guy.
I really wish this was the first time you volunteered to be Randy Quaid. You know?
It's not. It never will be.
I'm just saying, I mean.
Guess whose shitter's full now, bitch? It's yours. With my plane dick.
Thank God you watched Independence Day.
If not, none of those jokes made sense.
No. I'm just saying. If anyone would ever to make a porn parody of Independence Day, we have a director right here.
They have. In her rear end. Independence
in
day?
Her pants day.
No, it's Independence with rear in it somehow. In her rear endance day, something stupid.
Oh, that's horrible.
Dennis Quaid's still in it though, right?
Yes. Yeah. Him Thank and his God. Poor fucking wife. I wish he wasn't crazy. I feel like he could. He had a couple movies in him.
No, wait a minute. He's always been crazy. Just. He didn't have the internet to show everyone.
No, he got off his meds.
Or on some illegal meds.
He got off his meds and his wife on the internet. I have not been brave enough to watch the video. But
oh, I haven't either.
I've seen it.
You have?
Yeah.
How sad is it?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I'm not jealous of her. It wasn't good fucking, if that's what you're asking.
No, it wasn't.
Are you jealous of him, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe his money and getting to be...
I don't think there's much of that left.
No, I was trying to get you to scale his wife.
Well, I thought you were asking dick size.
1 to 10?
No, she had a mask on, didn't she?
They both did. Or, yeah, she did. I know.
She had
I heard
a mask
she
on. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. She had clothes on. A shirt on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, nothing even? No, like, just took
the pants off, I think.
But that's fucking dumb.
Dude, this was like 3 years ago I watched this. I don't know.
Oh, that sucks.
Jerked off a lot since then.
It's true.
Well, hopefully you didn't jerk off to that. There's apparently nothing to jerk off to.
Dennis Quaid.
He's too insane for me.
When's
I don't think I could tame
that.
Fill my shitter.
I don't think I could tame that. That's a little out of my range.
I fell down a rabbit hole on Pornhub this week, man. Blasians. And I don't know if that's politically incorrect.
Like
it sounds kind
of
racist. Yeah.
Or like Asians on fire, like they're ablaze.
No.
That's what it sounded like.
African,
he's like Blasians.
American,
I'm like stone Asians. Great.
African-American Asians.
Okay.
It's fun. Search it sometime.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I've seen a couple that are really nice.
To me, it was like exotic. You know,
so it's
like
Asians
going to Hawaii
with ass and tits.
Yeah,
like the African American just fills in an Asian to like a real person.
You know,
they're a little bit tanner. Their hair is a little bit thicker, and yes, they're full body.
They're very full bodied.
That's a good way to put it.
Yes,
it turns that pillow nice. Into a stout. Is what you're saying?
It does. I drank down a couple Guinnesses this week. You know what I'm saying? And my wife was like, why are you running into the bathroom saying, I'm going to go drinking? I'm like, well, don't ask questions. I'm going to beat off real quick.
You don't need to know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
They have what you don't.
Just know, I'm going to be here later.
But okay,
I won't need you, but I'll be here later.
Chris, all right. Let's say you're going to rob a bank. Let's say, not if, but when. When you rob a bank.
I feel like I did this last week.
Yeah, this is different.
Okay.
So... You successfully get the money from the bank.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Make it out the door.
What's your victory lap? Like, what do you do when you step outside?
Oh, it's going to be a smoky burnout and some donuts. I might do some, you ever seen a Gymkhana video?
Yes, I have.
It's going to be like that, but okay. Not as skillful.
Gymkhana.
The car will probably Ken be Block, shit afterwards.
One of them two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not like Mikhail Gail Nash, which is a
name. Hold on. Anybody named Mikhail Gail Nash, they need to rethink their life decisions automatically.
Yeah, well, see, he was taken into custody after receiving $400 in a bag from robbing a bank.
Oh, no, they were holding out, homie. You stick in there, you'll get the rest of that money.
Yeah, no, he got like $1. Like, yep, I'm good here.
He hit up one teller.
He got arrested 2 feet outside of the door when he stopped and counted the money.
Oh, no. No.
No?
It's not worth 10 to 15 years in jail for over $400.
For like a
hell
paycheck.
Hell no. I could sell you and make more than $400 in a day.
I mean, not me personally, probably?
No, you. I'm talking about selling you.
Well, okay.
All right.
I think you're overappraising
me. I'm chaining your ass to something, and I'm going to sell your asshole.
That is
I will make $400.
Federal crime for $400.
And yeah. I'll get less time than he did.
Well, no, because it sounds like you're planning on sex trafficking.
Yeah, which is not a federal crime.
Oh, it's not.
Unless he crosses the state border with you.
You're not going to say anything when I'm done. It'll be just straight prostitution.
That's still sex trafficking.
Just prostitution is simple fine. You're done.
Oh, okay. So all of a sudden Yams is my pimp. But you wouldn't stop outside to count your fucking earnings?
No. No. And besides everything,
I'd at least wait until I got to the alley behind the bank. I ain't going to do it out front.
I would wait until I got home, I think. And that'd be really pissed off because it's $400.
You're damn right. I'm going in next week, and I'm going to make sure I get more than $400.
I'm back.
Ah, y'all motherfuckers owe me some money.
I would think so, yeah.
I feel like in that situation, I could only be the driver.
Oh, yeah. You'd be a great getaway driver. You should try that sometime.
I did.
We can.
And two Geo Trackers on one both times.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, cool. And you have a Kia now. It's kind of the same thing.
It's faster.
Ooh. Than a Geo Tracker, you don't say.
Yeah. I mean, it's a humble brag, but I'm
going
there.
That Geo was a convertible, though.
And?
Just saying.
Convertibles weigh more than regular cars. Because they have to be structurally sound.
Yeah, but the wind doesn't get in your hair the same way.
Never put the top down on that motherfucker.
Hell no, not once.
Yes, you did. My wife made you. I know you did.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So. You know what you're not going to do, though, after you rob a bank? Probably go home and kick on your George Foreman.
Well, no, you have to eat. Even criminals eat, James.
No, they're going to be busy counting that money. They're smart and not cooking a sandwich.
No, he already counted the money outside the bank.
But that takes me down to Florida.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold up real quick before you do that. You know what the best way, like say you do something like that, how to get rid of the money the fastest way and get clean currency?
Not spend it for a while.
No, you can. As long as you want to spend quarters, because you go to all the fucking local car washes and shit, and you change them bills out. Because the machines cannot tell the difference between a marked bill, a fake bill, hardly, or anything.
You're right. You go get your
fucking quarters.
Marked bills will pop up.
Yeah, but by the time...
And they'll see where they're at, and they'll go to
cameras. And if there's
cameras
and shit, you're fucking 20 states away by then.
Nobody's going to do that. Not over $400.
No, I'm talking about like actual money, James.
Yeah.
Not my shitty paycheck.
I mean, actual money, fuck that. I'm going to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Now, I robbed the bank. How the fuck does Uncle Sam get 10%?
You know, if I'm going to do that, if I'm running, I'm going to Mexico. Where that money's going to change hand 100,000 times before it gets back to the U.S.
Yeah, I guess.
And plus, $400 in Mexico, that's a good year and a half living.
I'm saying just $10,000. Because I'm not going to leave with $400.
$10,000 is not worth the risk.
$400 is not worth the risk.
$10,000 isn't either. Like, I'm talking like it's going to be...
A lifetime, right?
2.5
what are we doing?
Minimum.
We're going to rob a fucking casino? Come on, dude. No bank has that much money
on
hand.
Can we do an Ocean's 11? I feel like we could pull it off. And if we record it, it's also a hit movie. Like, they were so drunk and dumb. How
they've already
did
it 3 times. 11, 12, 13.
I'm sorry, they've done it four. There's a prequel with women now.
Oh, shit. Well, plus, there was that movie 21.
Oh, that's about counting cards. They don't actually rob a casino. They do it legally.
You're cheating.
That's not cheating.
That's still cheating.
That's not cheating.
It's cheating.
Counting cards is not cheating.
It's hedging your bets.
You are playing the game.
That's cheating.
It's not their fault they can do simple math better than you.
Granted. But casinos will still kick you out.
I read that book 3 times. I'm so sad.
They'll still kick you
out. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a private company. Because
they consider
it
cheating.
Yeah.
You know, unfair advantage. Either way, you're not going to go home and use George Foreman.
Well,
like this man in Florida.
If you want to knock out the fat or not.
I got a story, though, from Florida.
Okay.
says, an apologetic but confused man greeted Florida firefighters after he allegedly started a house fire as he tried to bake cookies on a George Foreman grill.
Cookies?
What's According to local media reports, smoke was coming from the house in Niceville, Florida, on August 27th when a naked man met authorities at the door. According to a police report cited by the Miami Herald, at the time, the home was filled with smoke and multiple items were on fire.
I mean, that's why they don't sell a George Foreman oven.
Well, first off, you bake cookies, you don't grill them.
Exactly.
It's a George Foreman grill, not a George Foreman bakery.
It says, I'm sorry, he said, and then tried to close the door on firefighters. The man showed no sign of understanding the danger he was in. The Herald quotes a police report. He later told authorities that he had smoked marijuana and consumed 2 liters of vodka, the Herald reports.
Holy shit.
So him and Robert have some things in common. They consumed 2 liters of alcohol.
No. Robert consumed 2 liters of wine.
That was a whole liter.
I said of alcohol.
Yeah, I think it was a whole liter.
A whole liter of wine.
Yeah, 1 liter of wine.
Oh, well, this motherfucker's got him beat 2 times over with vodka.
Yeah.
That seems more like a methy thing or like a PCP thing to do than...
So you have to be tripping balls to do
it. Yeah.
After the man had been removed from the house for his safety, firefighters informed him that he could have died of smoke inhalation. The Daily News reports firefighters wore oxygen masks as they took burning items from the home.
Yeah.
A fire department investigator found that the man had tried to bake cookies on the unattended George Foreman grill, according to the publication. When the grill caught fire, he attempted to put the fire out by using towels, which also caught fire. The man had obviously had burns on his hands, but refused medical treatment.
So was he wearing clothes and took the clothes off to put out the fire?
No, he used towels.
Did the clothes burn off of him in the fire?
No, he got naked to bake on an oven.
He got fucking high as shit, got naked, and said, I want cookies.
Yeah.
Which but I'm too fucked up to use the oven. Let me get out the trusty George Foreman, bake my cookies on it.
Maybe it wasn't even that. Maybe like he was on a diet. You got to knock out the fat.
Yeah, grill it away.
Watch it melt away.
Watch the grease just roll off those cookies and into the drip pan. Which I've owned a George Foreman grill.
I still got one. Yeah. I enjoy
Yams.
It.
I've not actually had a George Foreman. No.
The Black and Decker version.
No, actually, I've never had anything like that.
Okay.
The closest thing I've had to that is the old school sandwich makers.
Oh, fuck those things.
Oh, God.
You guys know what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah.
Lived off of them.
That's the only way our mom would make a grilled cheese there for a while.
They're not bad.
Or she would take bread, applesauce, and more bread and turn it into a apple pie.
Not any.
It was fucking gross, man.
What my mom used to like to do? Listen to this shit. That was later. This is when she tried to be a parent. Marinara, pepperoni.
No.
Pizza pockets.
No.
That sounds better than the applesauce.
No,
I mean, I was with you.
Not really.
That sounds, as long as it wasn't too much marinara, I could probably get behind that.
Chris, he didn't say cheese at any point.
Oh, you didn't say cheese, homie?
There was no cheese involved. No,
he had a cheeseless childhood?
I feel so bad. That's worse than the boozing.
There was
that you did when you were.
You know
five.
What though? We did have chipped beef, shit on a shingle.
No, can't do
I enjoyed it.
Shit on a shingle.
That's what it's called, yeah. That's what we call
That's
it.
That's what is called?
Dried beef gravy.
Dried beef gravy and toast.
Okay, yeah, we had that as well.
Disgusting.
So I don't know if anybody else out there in the listening world
did your mom actually,
has been this poor, but we have.
Oh, yeah.
Did your mom actually take the turn to like stir the gravy and get all the chunks of flour out, or would there be balls of fucking hard flour in your gravy?
No, it was powdered mix. There wasn't no homemade gravy.
Oh.
This was powdered mix.
I don't know which
poured
is better.
Into a skillet and heated up, and it thickened as it heated up.
I guess mom gets a C for effort.
Hold on. The chipped beef, okay, get this, was the beef packets from fucking Aldi's diced up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's the only
fair,
place I've ever seen chipped beef is at Aldi's.
You can buy it at gas stations now. It's also, what, 19 cents a pack back then? Maybe.
I think it was 15.
Yeah.
Back in the day. I don't know, though. I would still eat the turkey if they still sold it.
They still do, ma'am.
They don't. It's not the same shit. Okay. The chicken and turkey, I used to love that shit.
Because
you just put it on a sandwich and flatten the shit out of
it. No, you got to flatten it.
Love that shit. I don't know what it is, but flattening it out made it better.
You got to throw some Flamin' Hot Cheetos on top of it.
If you're lucky enough to get chips, I agree.
Yeah.
You put chips on that much, mash the shit out of it. It's fucking sandwich.
But the whole pack of meat, 2 pieces of bread, right?
Yep.
Okay.
No, we were lucky enough we got the whole packet of meat. We didn't have to split that shit.
You were lucky enough you got 50 cents all to yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
No, see, the only reason I brought up the George Foreman grill, like owning one, I remember what happened to my last George Foreman grill. my fucking cat
shit on it?
No, worse. Knocked it off a shelf, into the litter box where it landed, snapped in half, and then pissed on it.
Was it turned on?
No.
Oh, so
that would have been awesome.
That would have been just way better. Still
a burning cat piss.
And then the cat died. Yeah, it's just...
One more, guys.
Okay.
You know what else you don't do after you get done robbing a bank? You don't donate stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a real-life Robin Hood.
It could be. After you hear the story, we'll go ahead and decide if it was a real-life Robin Hood or not.
That means no.
So, like I said, you won't go and donate things to, say, a Goodwill, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Like, maybe a bag or a duffel bag you had in your closet.
Oh, dear God.
That could have could or could not have had 4 pounds of marijuana in it.
I wouldn't.
Normally?
Normally.
Somebody in Florida did.
How the fuck do you throw away 4 pounds of weed?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Wait, the weed was still in the bag?
The weed was in the bag.
Of course it was. Goodwill gets shit every day that reeks of weed.
Well, yeah, but like...
Four pounds.
I assumed like they'd gotten caught on camera with the bag and then the bag was donated, so they tracked it back to who it was donated. I did not realize there's 4 pounds of marijuana still in the fucking bag.
4 pounds of marijuana in the bag.
Huh.
Close to $10,000 worth of marijuana.
That's the biggest donation they've ever had.
And they called
the cops.
They should be thankful. Yeah.
They called the police. They got the bag, opened it up, realized it felt funny, took the bottom out of it, 4 pounds of marijuana lining the bottom of a duffel bag that was donated.
It would have been better if they didn't realize and then sold it to an old lady.
God, why don't we live in Florida? I'm just saying, because you damn well know, if I would have found that, I'm buying that bitch, not telling anybody, having me 4 pounds of smoke for the rest of the year.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, I'm going to sell some of it, probably smoke the rest of it.
I could think of a couple of reasons.
I'm
going to
build a fucking gingerbread house out of marijuana, and I'm going to burn it like a house fire just to replicate what happened to me, and I'm going to get high as fuck. Be like, this is what happened, guys. Smell it? Yeah, this is way better than what it actually is.
Weed incense.
Yeah.
Like,
be happy as shit.
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
Always be high with secondhand smoke.
Yeah.
Weed incense.
Yeah.
They say secondhand smoke won't get you high. Bullshit. Let me get you in a fucking closet. I bet it happens.
That sounds like a very aggressive threat. Let's get you in a closet. We'll see what happens.
I'm just saying we may or may not have gotten our friend Kelly extremely high with secondhand smoke in a closet with some, what's the word I'm looking for?
Marijuana.
Not marijuana.
PCP.
Opium?
Tar-based opium. What am I thinking of?
You say tar base, I think of heroin.
Yeah, black tar heroin. don't give our Mexican black tar heroin.
Tar base, like a hashish or something?
Yeah, hash.
Hash. Okay, there
He's
go.
He's talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah. Kelly was in the room, and it'll get you fucked up.
Yeah.
He didn't smoke. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm driving. I'm just here to hang out with my buddy, which was me.
It was a mistake.
Yes.
And it turns out, yeah, you don't fucking do that.
I wouldn't.
You know, granted, I was only like, I don't know, 17, 18, but whatever.
Yeah, I guess, man.
I haven't done it since.
That's good.
That's just expensive.
Well, this might be short notice, but I'm going to go ahead and inform everybody that AMF and Danny Mons.
I'm Chris Mons.
And I'm, I'm Yams still.
Hey, look at that. What are we going to hold?
Beer.
Who's going to hold them?
Whee! Yay! Chocolate chips are the fattiest cookie we have.
Why did your cigarette just blow up?
I don't know. What the fuck was
that? Is that what we was using when we were separating the gunpowder and shit? Because that seemed like a gunpowder.
This motherfucker's empty. Look, there's
you
nothing
just set off
here.
A fucking firework.
There's nothing in here, guys.
There's something in
this
there, man.
This has been emptied a couple times. I don't know what happened, okay?
I'll put this shit after the credits, but that's not normal.
All right, well, I don't know. The fucking ashtray tried to explode.
The closet is safer. That's
the gunpowder is on the counter over there.
There's residue in that.
There is.
That was gunpowder.
Something fucking happened.
That was the gunpowder.
We almost died.
Not intentionally, I promise.
We might as well get naked and fucking cookies on a fucking George Foreman grill.
Jesus. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We have an after the credits thing where
we do.
The beer review.
Well, I was wondering. I was making sure we're going to get to that.
Well, I've done this before.
Because this is definitely, if I have to put my opinion in, a two-thumber.
Chris thumbs.
With Mountain Dew?
With or without? Actually, rate it both ways.
I give it a 1. Or 1.5.
With no Mountain Dew?
With no Mountain Dew.
Ooh, that's high.
It's a full-fledged 2. With like, a lot of blood flowing to it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, big. Like you can feel the heartbeat in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a heartbeat, too.
It's a heartbeat, too. Okay.
Like, you feel the heartbeat in the head.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Without the Mountain Dew.
With Mountain Dew.
No, me. Without Mountain Dew, yeah.
Oh, okay.
2 thumbs. Doing it.
It's worth it, right?
It is. I mean, it's
Sneaky
so cheap.
Tiki is so much fun.
Yeah.
It is a drink worth getting, especially because the center is so cheap.
It is.
I'm literally, you're talking about $1.50. That's what, beer, less than a beer at a bar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Per? 4 of them, you're done. You're good.
Oh, yeah. By yourself, you'd be very done.
Yeah.
Yeah.